What's up, everybody? It is my second favorite day of the week. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's a day where we reflect on how stupid some of our leaders may be. At least that's the rant today. You know, people like to think that, you know, we're mean. I don't think I'm mean, not at least to you guys. And I don't think that David's mean ever. He just looks like he's mean with the goatee. Okay. But we're not here to talk about the way I might be and the way David looks. We're here to talk about our wonderful leaders in the free world. David, I think a few of them went a little bit too far by singing Hail to the Queen.
Well, yeah. Well, let's start off by saying is that, you know, I don't know whatever happened. You know, if you look back at history and you say to yourselves, galvanizing leaders, people who spoke well, say what you want about President Barack Obama. Guy spoke eloquently, could answer the questions in an interview really well. Really, that man carried himself well. And you could talk about other leaders around the world who were very, like, they carried themselves well. Well, unfortunately, the one in Canada and the United States, both those leaders, the prime minister and the president respectively, just this past few days had, I would say, a version of foot and mouth disease. Let's start off with my favorite prime minister, Justin Blackface, scandal-ridden Trudeau. Now, JT went to England to pay his respects with 500 other dignitaries and leaders from around the world. Current, by the way, leaders from dignitaries from around the world, to wish her well. And there's video footage of Justin Trudeau singing Bohemian Rhapsody. What's up? You got a finger up. Yeah, here we go. That's right. Here's Justin Trudeau. Who thought that he was doing something, that he was trying to pay tribute to Queen Elizabeth because he was going to sing a song by the group Queen. Now, Justin, for those of you who may not remember, was a drama teacher before he went into politics. His main mistakes as prime minister, everybody makes mistakes, but the statements and the things that he's done as prime minister has shown his immaturity and at times silliness and stupidity. Now, we're about the same age, him and I. And yeah, I know sometimes we want to act young and fun. But this was moronic. And that was Justin Trudeau at his best. Now, Stuart, the second example I can give happened on Sunday. And that was with your president, Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden is weeks away from an election. He refuses to give media interviews. And all of a sudden, last week, he gave some like 22 interviews. And what was the reaction from JT and his, sorry, not JT, from JB and his, and whatever, is these are really good. And he was on 60 Minutes. And 60 Minutes, when they interviewed Donald Trump, tried everything in their power, and they admitted it, to tripping Donald Trump. They couldn't have done a better job of extolling Joe Biden and making the interview easy as possible. And what was flabbergasting was that Joe Biden announced the COVID pandemic is over.
Yep.
And what happened the next day is his suck-up friend, Dr. Fauci, had to run, who's supposed to stay apolitical, right? He's not supposed to be politically influenced, came to the Biden's defense. Now, the thing is that we have two leaders who are insulated by their entourage, their press people and whatever, but the press continues to make up excuses, Stuart, for these mistakes, these gaffes, And they're not willing to call them out, Stuart. And this is the embarrassment on many fronts that we've seen.
You know, so as you gobbled 30% of our broadcast,
as
you
usual.
Know, as usual, because I like taking the back seat, you know, chilling out, listen to this thing, you know, sort of come to bear. But we got to understand that if you go to my cousin, famous cousin Rupert,
oh, we're making man, back on Rupert again.
He's going to tell us that we're mean-spirited and that we're focusing on the negative and not the positive. You know, it's kind of like a Newsom challenge, or is it just a noose, right? These guys want you to villainize Ron DeSantis and praise Newsom. Okay, there is nothing positive in the state of California, sorry, cousin Rupert, that Newsom could say he's done right. He hails from San Francisco, where there's more people living on the street shooting up drugs than any other.
Go back on Newsom. Get over Newsom. We're talking about a Biden.
No, I'm not about Newsom. It's about this whole concept of the left wanting to praise this guy as an example and villainize DeSantis, right? In the media, and again, maybe we should change this whole broadcast perspective as a media buzzers, right? Because really, this is all stemming around the stupidity of our media. They refuse to put the story in front of you that is the real story. Instead, they give you a narrative that is frankly so disingenuous, I think you'd do better with a snake oil salesman, which is my equivalent to the modern day leftist woke Democrat, right? I'm sorry, David. I got to go.
No, it's not sorry, but you know what? But you're 100% right. And the problem is again, it's the agenda. The agenda here is, oh my God, if we don't protect Trudeau in Canada and we don't protect Biden in the United States, who will get elected? The right. Oh no. And that's what they're trying to defend. And you could keep talking to your cousin, but there are many, many others who are like, we have to stop at nothing to make sure that the Republicans don't get voted in the U.S. in 2022. And yep. Down the road, now that we're a conservative leader in Canada, Pierre Poilievre, we should not give him any kudos. We should put Trudeau up higher and higher, because if Poilievre gets elected in Canada, oh my God, it's the end of democracy, the end of the world, and all the rest of this stupid shit that's being thrown out by the left and the media. This is the narrative. The narrative is that, look, here's the crazy thing, right? Biden is old. Okay. He got elected like 2 years ago, just 2 years ago this November. It'll be 2 years. And you knew what you were getting. And this was the best you could put forward.
You know,
put a 78-year-old man in as your leader of your party, as the best candidate. And now, 2 years later, your buddy Governor Newsom says, if Biden doesn't run in 2024, I'm running.
Like, you know, Governor Newsom, who, again, you know, politicians used to have to run off of their resume. But the Democrats don't want you to focus on their resume. No.
Because
if you want to get a job, you need a resume. If you can't get a job because you don't have a resume, you got nothing. And Newsom's got everything negative on his resume. And everyone wants to give him a pass, like they gave Biden a pass. 40 years in politics and is on the record for choosing the wrong side of history for 40 years. Yet we want to elect him because he's not that other person. I gotta wonder if a party has nothing positive to put forward but negativity, who's the bad peer persons and people here?
But that's the thing. It's this is what I'm trying to get at, is that there's this collaboration. Let's not call it a conspiracy theory. Let's call it a collaboration, because, you know, if I say conspiracy, I sound like a lunatic. But there's this collaboration at multiple levels. And the whole idea is keep the bad guys away. the Republicans, keep them away, keep the bad people away, keep the extremists away.
So let me just stop. Like in the right, we're all hearing about Lindsey Graham coming out with a 15-week abortion. You know, listen, the guy's a royal putz. You know, I get it that you want to wear religion on your sleeve. I get it. That ship set sail. Not that I don't disagree or agree with him, but really, we're in this new world. It's not the old world. And abortion is a thing that is going to be all over. And we're not about abortion. But the fear-mongering of the left, disgusting and deplorable. They are the party of deplorables, not the conservatives.
But you know what, Stuart? They're both terrible because, you know, yesterday I was watching, I was watching TV, local TV, and we're catching, you know, New England here and they're in New Hampshire. Maggie Hassan is up for re-election. So the Republicans and the Democrats, their ad campaigns are back to back. It's hilarious. And they're both using scare tactics and they're both using the same tactics. So I'm not going to excuse one party over another party. The difference, though, is if I look at just how one president is treated or one prime minister is treated, if I look at Prime Minister Harper, who was a conservative here in Canada, Donald Trump, who was a Republican president, if you look at the way the media attacked, fact-checked, denied, refused, continues to refuse to prepare the fact versus a Democrat or a liberal in power, and then they sit there and they ignore. Listen. The Hunter Biden laptop continues to be a non-story. The pandemic is a non-story now because we shouldn't embarrass the prime minister and the prime minister. You know, we continue to see this collaboration, and yet people who have any sensibility, who take a step back and are not political, right? Don't listen to me. Don't listen to you. Just use common sense and saying, why is it okay for one to do it and not the other? Why do you deny one, but the other one is excused? Why do you fact check one leader and not the other? Because what you will discover is they're both fudging, baby. They're both fudging. But David, you can't tell me right now that Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau aren't embarrassments.
They listen, again, I can bring up that Justin Trudeau, disgraceful as a leader at a time when a country is mourning the loss of the longest reigning monarch in history. That's not just not modern history. That's history. And I got to be totally honest. You know, I sat and I watched that funeral while I was sitting at this very desk. You have to take a moment and take a pause and look at these people and have to say that, yes, not only was it an embarrassment, but if I was British, I would be disgraced to say that that is the way a Canadian prime minister acted. And you know what?
I think that when you do the fandango, that's what you sound like, an idiot.
David, we've reached that quarter hour.
Well, we're almost there.
We're there, but we're going to wrap it, and I'm going to tell you why. We got to try and keep these broadcasts exactly under 15 minutes so that they're circulated more appropriately, which is what I was going to bring up after the broadcast.
But here's the thing, Stu, and let's just put this for our friends out there, our deniers. Stop with your rose-colored glasses and your rose-colored hearing or whatever you want to call it, and pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on. If you're telling me, nice glasses, if you're telling me that Joe Biden announces that the pandemic is over, but the cases are up and the hospitalizations are still happening, okay. But then you got to be consistent. And with that,
David, we're getting back on Friday for the third episode of the week. And again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern, we're always here. And if you don't find us here, go to our page. We've got it on Rumble. We've got it on Spotify. We got it on Apple iTunes. You can catch us anywhere and download the podcast.
Twitter, you name it.
Yeah, we're everywhere. But you know what? send us the PMs. We get it. We don't want you to get in trouble with your Democrat friend. In my case, I got a Democrat cousin who's a real, you know, Democrat cousin.
Stuart, let's say goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye.